Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hi, listen, we obviously, I wanted to talk to Chad Finn of the Boston Globe to put a little bit of a ribbon on the Red Sox season, but, you know, with the passing of Bob Neumeier, and we didn't know, you didn't come in today knowing the connection to WTIC.
Not at all.
Bob Neumeier. No. And so, like, Chad Finn's one of my favorite reporters out there, does a lot of media stuff as well as just the straight sports. Chad, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Thanks for coming. We're doing well. I mean, I don't know. I just wanted a couple words real quick on Noomi. I mean, I know you grew up in Maine. I don't think you got the Boston stations back then, but I used to make sure that I could watch the three major stations do their sportscasts because they lagged a little bit. Like, you could actually get a Red Sox highlight three times if you gamed the stations well. My dad never liked Bob Neumeier. He thought he was too casual, laid back. He didn't sound like he was prepared.
Casual to me.
But that was just his style, right? Yeah. He just was different back then. Now it's like everyone's sort of does their thing. But just give a couple of thoughts on the passing of Bob Neumeier. Now, obviously, we know now he's well connected to the Whalers here in Connecticut.
Yeah, he did. He actually was the person who badgered the New England Whalers into using Brass Bonanza, which that their owner didn't want to do. And Noomi loved it on the radio broadcasts, and they adopted it. So he's, whenever you hear that being played as somebody's ringtone nowadays, or, you know, see a clip of it on YouTube, that you thank Noomi for that. But yeah, your dad was right. You know, he was a pretty casual guy on the air, but the thing you find out when, as a media reporter, dealing with him over the years or talking to his colleagues, that's how he was off the air, too. He's one of those people who everybody says nice things about you when you die, even if you weren't a great person. People said these things about Bob Neumeier when he was around. Everybody loved him. He went out of his way to be generous to new people in the business, kind guy. And no, he didn't take sports seriously because he didn't think sports should be taken seriously. No, new people cared about them, but in the end, it was just something, another way to have fun in life for him. And that was pretty much his approach to everything. And seems like a really fulfilled life the guy lived.
Hey, Chad, when he was with the Whalers, was that WHA days?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, he came up to he came to Boston a little bit after they came to the NHL. I think 1981 was his first year at Channel 4 up here in Boston, and he had I think he was with the Whalers from starting in 1975, so he had a pretty good run there, and then did some TV down in Hartford in between calling the Whalers games and coming to Boston. So pretty good run down there in Connecticut for him, too, even before he got up in this market.
We're talking with Chad Finn of the Boston Globe here in the morning show with Ray and Brian. Let's talk about the Red Sox since we don't have a ton of time.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when they went up 2-1, you know, we felt like we were going to roll. And then they got – and then after that non-third strike from Nathan Eovaldi, it all fell apart. So it's hard to look back at the season in some way and be constructive, but they still were way better than expected.
Yeah, I think so.
They were, and I think you get that 20,000-foot view in a couple of weeks once the season's really in the background. And the thing you're going to remember is they wiped the Yankees out of the playoffs. That's what's going to stick with people. They won the one-game wild card. They beat a Tampa Bay team that won 100 games and put a pretty good scare into an Astros team that I think is going to win the World Series and become a real, even a greater villain than they already are. So people are going to feel really good about this season. Yeah, there are wounds to lick when it's over, when you thought they had a really good chance again in the World Series when they're up 2-1 and didn't get there. But when we're talking about 2021, 5 years from now, it's going to be a really positive memory.
In terms of what they need to do, holes to fill, what are some of the orders of operation in terms of what they got to do?
About 7 pitchers would be good. Pitching's so strange now, with especially in the postseason with openers, and everything is played as a match from about the third inning on. And I still think there's a real place for a conventional front of the rotation ace, and there's just incredible value in that. I was really encouraged by what we saw by Chris Sale in his last start. I think he's going to be good next year. Nathan Eovaldi's a horse, but beyond that, it was question marks all year, more or less. And they really pieced it together well, and they held it together with duct tape in the playoffs right up until it didn't work. So I would like to see them get one or two more reliable starting pitchers if Garrett Whitlock and Tanner Houck aren't going to be part of the rotation next year.
But Chad, I heard somebody talking about it the other day. And in fact, are managers more quickly to go to the pen and take out the starter? I mean, how many people do complete games?
Yeah, I mean, it just doesn't happen anymore. Somebody asked me, this was about a week ago, somebody asked me when the last time a Red Sox pitcher went 8 innings in a postseason game, and I started researching it, and I get distracted by something and never went back to it, but it's been a while. It feels like probably like Josh Beckett or John Lester at some point.
Wow.
But it just, the days of Jack Morris and John Smoltz pitching 10 innings in the decisive game of the World Series and going, you know, toe-to-toe in a 1-0 game, those days are gone. If that game happened now, 30 years later, the Braves would have used 6 relievers and the Twins would have used 5. So just, it's a different baseball world, still a great game, but not what we grew up watching, for sure.
You know, real quick before we let you go, Chad, and we appreciate the time, you know, here in Connecticut, it's kind of Mason-Dixon line for Red Sox-Yankees, and obviously the station carries the broadcast of the Red Sox. You know, and I go to games every year. I've been a season ticket holder for more than 15 years. It felt like the environment was a little more fun this year, a little less touristy, and they actually wanted to, you know, it felt like Red Sox fans kind of came back because they have not been that passionate the last couple of years, in my opinion. Is that the sense in Boston as well, and where are they on the sort of major sports, you know, hierarchy right now?
Yeah, well, football is its own category. It's not football isn't compared to other sports. Compared to other television shows when it comes to ratings. It's the most successful television show, the NFL country by far. So the baseball ratings are never going to approach football ratings, even a playoff game for a regular season game. But baseball, in terms of other sports, it still does great. And from a Red Sox point of view this year, those crowds in the playoffs were phenomenal. I think they're the best I saw since 2013 when that team really captured the spirit of the city. Maybe since 2004, and I also thought it was a younger demo. Felt like a younger crowd there.
Good.
Well, and that's certainly a good thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
The bleachers.
Not what you hear about baseball.
All the college kids were hammered in the bleachers. So I'll just tell you,
it's part of the fun.
Chad, we appreciate the time. Of course, you can read him at the Globe, and you know, find him on Twitter at Globe Chad Finn. It's 2 N's. We appreciate the time.
Thanks for being on.
Hey, nice talking to you guys. Take care.
Yeah, he's great. He's, you know, his media stuff's really good, too. So he's a good read across the board. And it's not just Boston. It's national as well.
I know we've got Aaron standing by, but how's that going to work out with Atlanta, good market, and Houston? In ratings, how's that going to work?
I think it's going to be the worst case. You think? I mean, Dodgers, Red Sox would have been it. That's what they wanted. And this is the last thing they wanted, is a team that was disgraced just a couple years ago against a team that, you know, even though it's Atlanta, it's – I mean, not many people care about the Braves.
Well, we'll find out starting probably tonight or
tomorrow night.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.